This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
Okay, this is literally going to be a difficult episode to record because I am in such a blah mood lately, and I know everybody else is too. I don't know what it is. I was like, is it because my period is coming? Is it the weather? I'm not sure, but I have no creative juices. I have no motivation. I'm just a bump on the log. I still kind of sound weird. I don't know what's happening. My cough is a lot better. My sinuses are clear. So I don't know if this is just my new voice or what. Maybe I need surgery on my vocal cords. I don't know. Anyways, my husband happens to be off today. We were supposed to be flying to Quebec today for 3 nights. We were going to go stay at the Fairmont in Montebello. It's the cutest hotel, especially at Christmas time, because they have this huge lobby with like a big stone fireplace in the middle, and they decorate for Christmas, and it's just so lovely. So we were going to stay there with some friends for 3 nights. And then because of the new variant of COVID and just like the rise in cases and the fact that we have to fly there, a drive with a toddler would be way too long. We decided to cancel because Milo still, he won't wear a mask for any length of time. So I was just like, is it really worth, you know, going to the airport, flying just to go stay at a hotel for 3 nights? I wish we could have gone, but now look, like he's not feeling well. He still has a really bad cough and a runny nose. So we wouldn't have been able to go anyways. So there you go. So instead, what we did was we booked a hotel in downtown Toronto on Friday. And now I don't even know if we'll be able to go do that because we'll have to see how Milo is. It's so weird because he was fine when we went up north to my parents' place, and then out of nowhere on our drive home, we drove back on Monday, he just like started coughing again. And it was like, okay, we're back to being sick, I guess. Like so bizarre, so frustrating, because I feel like we can't do anything. Anytime we plan anything, it gets canceled. I have a hair appointment tomorrow. We were supposed to go to the hotel on Friday, and I'm sure we're not going to be able to do that anymore either. My husband's parents are flying in from Vancouver on Monday, so I'm just hoping everybody's healthy and we're happy and we have a nice little Christmas. But yeah, knock on wood, fingers crossed. I know so many people were messaging me saying that they too have had a cough forever, and everybody's feeling blah. And I was thinking about it, and it's like, we feel like we're on the other side of COVID, kind of, because, you know, we're not in full-blown quarantine. So I feel like, especially this Christmas, we have all these expectations, like, finally, we're going to be able to, you know, have a Christmas like we are used to having, or whatever you celebrate, holiday. Like gathering with family and, you know, that kind of stuff. Because last year it was literally just us by ourselves. And so we have these expectations and we're all excited about the holidays. Yet, you know, everybody's sick and you can't live your life with a cough anymore. You know, it's not like I can go out Christmas shopping or take Milo to the grocery store just because he has a little cough. No, you can't, because people look at you like you're crazy. So yeah, it's frustrating. It's like now it's the season where everybody is sick all the time. And if you have a sniffle, you can't leave your house. you like can no longer resume life. You might as well just be in quarantine because you have a sniffle or a cough. So yeah, it's really frustrating. And having family fly in, like now you're concerned about them being exposed to something on the flight, and it's too much. And it's like you want to resume life as it was, but then you're also like, is it really worth it? You know, like for us going to Quebec, like, is it really worth it? No, I guess not. And then you just cancel. Like, I feel like that's my life now, is just canceling things because I'm like, not worth it. So anyways, super frustrating. If you are also at home with sick kids, if you're not feeling well, I feel for you because it is not fun. Today's episode is about holidays with kids. If you're interested, episode 7, so way back at the beginning, is all about why taking your child on a holiday is not relaxing at all. Because I recorded that episode after taking Milo on a 5-day little holiday up north to my parents' place. And so he was a lot younger at that time. So it was even worse, you know, because it's like you have this expectation that you're going to go on a holiday and it's going to be so enjoyable and relaxing. But if you have a child, especially a younger child, it is anything but that. Especially when they're at the age where they're walking around and they're just like a 24/7 hazard and you feel like you can't look away for a second. When you bring them on holiday, you are now taking them out of your child-proofed environment. Okay. So it was 10 times worse going somewhere else where now you have a million things to think about. You know, especially we were at the cottage. So there's like water, there's, you know, hills, and there's all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested, go listen to that one. Maybe you can relate to that. So yeah, this episode is more so about the holidays. And I thought about doing this topic after someone in our family was like, oh, you need to loosen up on the rules over the holidays. Like, he's going to have to stay up later than his like regular bedtime. And I was like, okay, he'll probably stay up later just naturally because we're going to be busy and we're probably going to have dinner later and, you know, all those things. So he probably would stay up a little bit later anyways. But I was like, him staying up later for someone else's enjoyment, like, I understand you want to spend time with him, and you will. You'll get plenty of opportunity to spend time with him. But him staying up later, like, screws my husband and me over. When do we get a chance to relax? I cannot relax until he is sleeping in bed. Also, when you keep them up too late, and I learned this at my parents' place, they turn into a Tasmanian devil. He did not get a good sleep the first night at my parents' place. And the next night, when he was super overtired and I tried to put him to bed, he lost his goddamn mind. It was unbelievable. Laughable, actually. Like, it was nuts. So, you know, staying up a little bit past his bedtime, I get it. But too much past his bedtime then makes him overtired. And who's going to be the one upstairs struggling to get him down when he's overtired and now refusing bedtime? It's going to be myself and my husband. So when you ask parents of young kids to keep the kids up late, like, it's special, it's a holiday, it's like, yeah, to a certain extent, but also I don't want to completely ruin the entire holiday either. And I would like my husband and I to be able to have a few hours in the evening to just relax and enjoy ourselves as well. Because, you know, if Milo's misbehaving, if Milo, you know, needs to now go up and have a bath and it's 9 p.m., who do you think, or like do bedtime routine, who do you think is going to go have to do that? It's going to be us. So we would like to, you know, put him to bed at a decent time so that now we can come down and have a couple glasses of wine and enjoy ourselves. Also, who's going to get up with him at 6 a.m. when he gets up? And putting, like, we all know, it's well known that kids that go to bed late, they do not sleep in, okay? They do not have that capacity. They don't understand. They are going to get up when they usually wake up.
This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transitioned to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk,
you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So now he's gone to bed later. We've struggled to put him down because he's overtired and he's a nightmare. We haven't gotten to enjoy ourselves at all, or relax, have a couple glasses of wine, nothing. And like actually talk to and visit with the people that are over, like family and friends. And now we're not, you know, we're up at six dealing with now a tired toddler in the morning. So it's just not fair. Like, you need to think about the parents in the situation before you start requesting that their kids stay up late. So the episode title is The Good, the Bad, the Annoying. So some of the good things about holidays with children, and it's so weird because once you have kids, the entire focus of the holidays shifts. Like, it's not about you anymore. Like, I don't care about presents for me or presents for anybody else. It's all about Milo. So that's kind of the whole exciting part about the holidays for us, is tailoring it to make him happy, to make him excited, and start traditions with him. So it's all about obviously seeing the excitement on their faces, like watching them open gifts and, you know, decorating cookies and opening the stocking and all those kinds of things. Some traditions, we didn't really have that many traditions in my family. Like, we always did Christmas Eve dinner at my mamera's house. We would have like this big dinner, and oftentimes we would open gifts with that side of our family all evening. So we'd be up like super late having dinner, and then the next morning, Christmas morning, we would do it like smaller, and it would be our immediate family opening gifts. And my mamere and Dan, my grandpa, would come over and open gifts as well. And then we'd usually have like a brunch on Christmas Day. So yeah, watch movies and stuff like that. So that is kind of how I grew up doing Christmas. We'll probably have a similar... It's so weird because now there's like my husband's parents, and then there's my family, and we're all in different places. So a couple Christmases ago, we were in Vancouver, and so we kind of do Christmas with my family on a different date. This year, we were planning on doing it at New Year's Eve, but again, I'm not sure if that's going to happen because now we're just kind of playing it by ear and seeing how things go with COVID and with people being sick and whatnot. So yeah, that is probably what we'll do this year. We're having family. My husband's parents are coming and his cousins are going to come over. So we're going to do Christmas Day here. So that'll be nice, doing a dinner and whatnot. But anyways, so that's the good part of the holidays, is seeing your kids excited and getting to spend time with family, and just, it's not about you anymore. So it's definitely all about them. Okay, the bad, I've already kind of went on a rant about one of them, you know, people expecting that your children stay up late. The bad is also, it's not relaxing. It's actually usually stressful and overstimulating, and you know, there's so many different things going on, and you want everything to be perfect, and you have all these expectations of what the day is going to be like. And then most often, as anything, when we have all these expectations, it doesn't end up being that way. And then you can be left to be a little bit disappointed sometimes. So yeah, I've learned to just like lower my expectations and not have these big grand expectations for holidays and birthdays and things like that. Another thing is, if you're not home for the holidays, sleeping arrangements with kids can be very stressful and chaotic. It's always difficult, like especially for us, because Milo needs his own room and his own space to sleep. So sometimes that is not always an option. So that is super stressful. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that for our trip to Quebec, I bought him like this little toddler mattress and then a blackout tent from like a camping store to put the toddler mattress in the tent in the hotel room. I don't, like, it sucks that we're not going because I'm really curious if that would have worked. Probably not. But anyways, even if he did fall asleep on the bed, we could move him to his toddler mattress. But anyways, another brutal thing, which I already mentioned, is safety. If you have kids where they're at the age where they're constantly hurting themselves, that's stressful because then you literally cannot look away for a second when you're not in your own baby-proofed environment. So that can be stressful. Holidays with kids, by the evenings, and this goes for any holiday, like even a vacation, let's say. By the evening, you think, finally, they're in bed and now I can enjoy myself. You know, many people will want to sit and have drinks and like visit with friends and family. But for me anyways, by the time Milo would go to bed, I was exhausted. And it's like, I almost wanted to go to bed too and just be in a dark room and have zero stimulation. Kind of like how I do at home. I go up to bed early in the dark, watch my housewives and go to bed. So it's hard to like break out of that routine. Also because you know that you're going to be up at 6 a.m. and probably nobody else is, but you're going to be up. So while you're trying to enjoy yourself in the evening and stay up a bit later and like visit with people, in the back of your mind, you're also like, I'm going to be up at 6 and having to take care of a toddler, you know? So I would like to have a good sleep. I don't want to be hungover, so I don't really want to drink. So all these things come into play, and maybe I'm like overthinking it, but I'm sure there's people out there that are like, oh my God, I feel the exact same way. And then people think that you're not being fun because they're like, oh, come on, have a drink, like stay up with us, like we're going to play games. And it's like, I would love to. Sounds glorious. Are you going to take care of my toddler in the morning? Because it's hard and I want to have a good sleep. It's like people have these expectations of, you know, your children and what you're going to let them do because it's the holidays, but also on you as well. Like, oh, come on, like you got to stay up, have some drinks, like this and that. And it's like, yeah, that sounds great, but you're not the one that's going to be up at 6, you know, being yelled at to make someone waffles. So you have to kind of have like put yourself in the parents' shoes during the holidays. And then at the same time, like they're super busy. Like we're trying to make this a special day, a special time for our kids. And so you don't want to be tired and exhausted the next day, especially not hungover. Oh my God. So anywho, one last thing I will mention. I noticed that I'm like losing my voice. This is funny. And I thought about this as I was making notes for this episode, but maybe a few months ago when we were visiting my parents' place, up north, you know, Northern Ontario, we were sitting around the fire and people were getting ready to leave. My mamere and my grandpa, me, my parents were there, my sister, like, I don't know, there was a few of us. And it was the evening, it was starting to get dark, and so they were going to head out, and we were sitting around the fire and roasting marshmallows. And my mamere was like, Milo is not good at goodbyes. He's just not. Like, he's the happiest guy ever, like, when he's, like, meeting someone, or, like, as soon as we get to someone's house, like, he's all excited, and, like, the goodbye is different. He doesn't want to say goodbye to people. He doesn't want to hug people. He doesn't even want to look people in the eye. Like, Even when we leave my mom's house, like when we drove home on Monday, she was like standing by the car door when I was getting him in his car seat, and he didn't even want to look at her. He was just like, no, no. And I was like, yeah, he just doesn't want to say goodbye. Like, he's not good at goodbyes, whatever. So anyways, when we were sitting around the fire, my mamere was like, Milo, like, can I have a hug? Like, my mare's leaving. And he was like, no, no. Like, he didn't want her to come give her a hug or anything. And I was like, no, like, he doesn't want to. And then my grandpa was like, oh, Milo, you're going to make my mare sad. And I was like, it's one of these situations where you can just like not say anything, or you can just nip it in the bud like right away and just explain in a nice way why you don't want someone saying something, or, you know, that no, if he doesn't want to give a hug or say goodbye, like he doesn't have to. So when my grandpa said that, it was so funny. We were laughing so hard because I was like, don't say that. And he's like, why? And I was like, I don't want Milo to think that he's responsible for my mamere being upset because he doesn't want to give her a hug. Like, that's not, like, don't put that on a toddler. Like, if he doesn't want to hug someone goodbye, like, that's fine. He doesn't have to. And everybody started laughing so hard because that is just something that I would say, because I always speak my mind and will, you know, address something right in the situation. And he was laughing, and, you know, maybe he was offended. I don't know. Probably not. But he was probably just like, oh, here we go. Like, PhD in psychology. I can't say, you know, this or that. And it was funny. We kind of made a joke about it. But it's one of those things. And I'm sure it happens all the time. People do it all the time. And even sometimes I catch myself saying something like that. Like, oh, mommy's going to be sad. And then I'm like, no, like, stop right there. So if your kids are not good at goodbyes either, there's just, you know, a tool you can put in your toolbox if you want to address someone saying something like that. You don't have to be like snarky about it, but it's important to say something because people don't know. Like, these are very common things that people say, but if you're uncomfortable with it and you don't want them to be like forced to give a hug or give someone a kiss goodbye, then just speak up about it and just say like, oh no, like, if he doesn't want to, like, we don't make him like give hugs or anything. Like, that's fine. Like, you're an adult, get over it, basically. So anywho, those are my thoughts. I'm happy that I was able to record this episode because it was not looking good. I'm in such a blah mood, but I always find that once I start talking, then I can just talk forever, except for when my voice starts to give out. So thank you guys, obviously, so much for listening. If you don't already follow the podcast on Instagram, make sure that you do. It is at themomroompodcast.com. No, oh my God, what am I saying? It's at the Mom Room Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are putting all kinds of video clips on the YouTube channel. You can just search Renee Rena on YouTube. And then, yeah, I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Renee Rena with the little underscore thingamabob. And that is it for me. Wish me luck. You know, home with a sick toddler, having to cancel every plan we freaking make. And yeah, we'll see. So that's it for me. I feel like I'm just like rambling now. My dogs are sleeping on the couch beside me. I can hear Milo yelling upstairs. Good times. So yeah, I think this is oh my God, this is the last solo episode of the year. Of the year? Maybe not of the year. I don't know, guys. I think it is of the year. So there will be an episode on Tuesday. It is fabulous. It is with a psychiatrist, and we talk all about ADHD in kids and women, like how it's underdiagnosed in women. It's so fascinating. So that is out on Tuesday. And then next Thursday, there is no solo episode. And then the following week, there's no episode at all because I decided this year to take a little bit of a break, which is, you know, now I'm happy that I decided to do that because I am in a blah mood and maybe I just need to recharge my batteries. So yeah, hopefully my TikTok shadow ban is lifted soon because that is really frustrating and, you know, it's difficult. I make my videos in TikTok, so it's hard to have motivation to even open the app and like make content, which sounds so crazy and it is like this psychological thing, but it's definitely real. So anywho, that is it for me. I hope your children sleep tonight, and do not keep them up late if you don't want to. And yeah, stand up for yourself and your boundaries over the holiday season. And I wish everyone a lovely holiday, and I will see you on social media, of course.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Let's do this. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Low Life Podcast. I'm your host, Low Von Rumpf. I'm so excited to say that. I've been wanting to say that for so long, for years. Who would have thought the kid from Orange County with the bad spray tan, two shades too dark, folding polos at an Abercrombie & Fitch, wearing puka shells, would one day grow up to have his own podcast show? It's a full circle moment. I'm so excited to be here doing this. I'm filled with so many different emotions. I'm a little nervous, anxious, excited, but most of all, I feel gratefulness that I can finally do this. Day 496 in quarantine, I put doing the podcast on the back burner, but now it's time to just jump in balls deep. And here we are today. I've been living in LA for over 12 years, and I've worked in the entertainment and fashion industry for the last decade. I made some pretty cool friends along the way, some fascinating people. I'm sure some enemies too. Shout out to the haters. Hey, boo-boos. Life can be rough out there, but I hope to make it a little bit better with a new podcast. We're going to cover it all. Career, relationships, breakups, friendships, dating, sex, and of course, fashion. No topic is off limits. I decided my co-host is going to be you guys, the listeners. You guys will give me feedback, and I want your input. I want to talk to you guys. And, you know, now we're in a time where you could just DM me and we could keep the conversation going. I'm just excited to finally just rip the Band-Aid off and just jump in and get this show freaking started with you guys. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I thank you guys for sticking with me, my kings and queens. Make sure you drink your water. I know you're dehydrated. I say that because I only had tequila today. So stay hydrated, bitch. If you could do me a solid, please make sure to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell your mama, your daddy. Shit, even text that one friend you don't really like all that much. Hey, I got a treat for you.
We'll do it live.
We're coming in hot, bitch. Shout it from the rooftops.